It's that time again. Welcome to another midweek message. Where's the time going? It's the 3rd of April, 2024. Summer is really on the way now, and I, for one, am looking forward to it. I was in the garden the other day in my shorts and t-shirt, and I was hot. And about time too. The winters seem so long these days. Perhaps it's because I'm getting older, I don't know. How are you? I hope you're keeping well. Thank you for all your emails, all your lovely messages. raysrants@protonmail.com if you want to say anything. Be great to hear from you. Here's a nice little bit of audio sent to me from my son in North Carolina. This is the woods behind his garden, and you can hear a woodpecker. Have a listen to this. Wasn't that lovely? I haven't heard a woodpecker for years. I used to hear them when I was a kid. Used to go over the woods all the time, as you know. I've told you a million times. We used to hear cuckoos in the woods, woodpeckers, all sorts of birds. Just don't hear them now. I suppose that's because there's no woods anymore. Do you remember? I just thought of this the other day. Do you remember? You're standing in a bar, okay, in a pub. You're standing having a drink, and someone would put his keys on the bar, his car keys. And there would be the little, is it a fob? Not a fob, whatever you call it. And he'd have his car logo there, like MG. And he deliberately put his keys so you could read the MG little fob, the logo thing. And I remember this chap, he came in and he had a Jaguar logo thing on his key ring. And he put it on the bar. I watched him. He put it there, the bunch of keys. And he placed it so he adjusted it. I watched him adjust it so you could read the word Jaguar clearly. And he's looking at people either side of him to make sure we can see. Look, can you see that? He didn't say that, but that's what he was thinking. Can they see that all right? Yes, I'm sure they can see that. I've got a Jaguar. The funny thing is, you know what I'm going to say, don't you? He didn't have a Jag at all. He had some old Ford Escort, which was knackered. Some old thing. And he got this Jaguar, oh, I don't know. But a lot of people did that. They thought that they were impressing people. Perhaps they did impress some people. It certainly didn't impress me. Honestly, what is wrong with some people? Why do they have to show off? Well, he wasn't showing off. He didn't even have a Jag. If he had owned a Jaguar, it might have been acceptable. But no, even then, you don't want to go around advertising what car you drive. Oh, I don't know. I should have had one. I never did. I should have had a little thing on mine. Clapped out Hillman Minx written on the key fob. Burns more oil than petrol. It did. By 1954 Hillman Minx, I put as much oil in the damn thing as I had to petrol. And it used to smoke quite a lot out of the exhaust pipe. And that was the oil burning. I'd look in the rearview mirror and think, well, there goes all my money. I've got to top up with oil at the next garage. We went to see the Pink Floyd Experience. That's the Pink Floyd tribute band. When was that? Saturday night. Absolutely fantastic. Whoa. Dark Side of the Moon. Who knows Dark Side of the Moon tracks? Brain Damage, Time, Money, all that stuff. Absolutely brilliant. And we were right at the front. Well, second row back. And they did a selfie, as they said. They've done this before when we've seen them. We're going to do a selfie. So they all have their backs to us. Hold the camera up. And they've got us audience behind them. And you can just see Trisha's sister, Trisha and me. I'm waving away. Second row back on the right, if you see it. Look at the bloke, second row back on the right hand. No, the left hand side. Sorry, the left hand side. You'll see me waving. Dear, what a nerd. I loved it, though. Absolutely fantastic evening. Now, here's the thing. Before we went to the venue, we had a meal in this, what's it called? Slug and Lettuce or something. I don't know. It used to be a pub. It was the Fountain Pub. It's now the Slug and Lettuce. Goodness knows why. The food was lovely. Absolutely perfect food. I can't complain about the food at all. The waitresses, the people, the staff, brilliant. The pub, the whole place, brilliant. Here's the thing. The noise in there, it wasn't music. It's the people, the youngsters, young lads. Some of them have got deep voices and they laugh. Really loud laughing. And the girls, bless them, well, some of them were half naked. I looked and Trish is looking at me and frowning, and look at that, look at her. And there's these girls, they're half naked, hardly worth wearing a skirt. And as for the top, right, we're moving on swiftly. That was the highlight of the evening. No, it wasn't. What am I saying? But the noise, the girls, they shriek. They have to shout over each other and shriek. And, oh, I don't know. It was so loud in there, it damaged my ears. I said to my brother-in-law, it's noisy in here. He said, yeah, you wait till we get to the venue and see the band. And I said, no, that's a different noise. That's music. That's music to my ears. I love that. I love loud guitars. Trish isn't into Pink Floyd. She likes the Bay City Rollers. No comment on that. I like music. I'm not saying the Bay City Rollers aren't music, but I like proper music. Right, I'm digging myself a hole that I can't get out of. So anyway, I enjoyed Pink Floyd. The Pink Floyd Experience tribute band. Look them up on Facebook or wherever. Bob, nice to hear from you, all the way from California. Yes, when I mentioned ale, you mentioned IPA, India Pale Ale. Yes, I do like IPA. As you say, there are various types of IPA. Here we've got bottled ales. They're not genuine real ales because I think a real ale is still fermenting in the barrel, isn't it? These are bottles and they've got loads of weird names. Some of them I can't say, but Grumpy Old Man and stuff like that. Speckled Hen, Tanglefoot. There's one called Ruby, which is really nice. That's a dark ale. There's John Smith's. That is a bit creamy for me. It's a very creamy type of drink. Friend of mine likes that. The thing is with any ales like that, I can only have one or two because, I don't know, they seem to affect me. If I have three, I kind of fall over. Well, not quite fall over. But anyway, great to hear from you, Bob. Next on my list is Idiots Behind Desks. This is becoming a regular occurrence, isn't it? Some idiot behind a desk somewhere, dreaming up mental things. The latest one is this. There are rules, apparently, being considered to make it a criminal offence to be homeless. Yes, you did hear that correctly. It is a criminal offence, or it might be, if they go ahead with the rules, to be homeless and sleep rough on the streets. If you are found sleeping rough on the streets, there's a maximum fine of £2,500 and or imprisonment. Have you ever heard of anything so pathetic? First of all, a homeless person on the street, sleeping in a sleeping bag or a tent with blankets, have they got £2,500 in the back pocket or in a bank account? Probably not. Secondly, if you are homeless and it's a criminal offence to be homeless, what are you meant to do? Go and buy a house? Have you ever heard of anything more ridiculous than that? I don't know who this idiot is, but there's an idiot somewhere behind a desk that has dreamed this up. Oh, I know what we'll do. We'll clean up the place. We'll get rid of people in shop doorways by finding them £2,500 or bunging them in prison. What a nutcase. I just don't know what to think. What I do know is the world has gone mad. It's been going mad for ages. It's gone mad now. Everyone's mental. They need therapy. Anyway, I'll have to make up a little jingle because I think we're going to have an idiot behind a desk slot every week. So I'll have to make up a little jingle. The clocks have changed. They've gone forward an hour, which is lovely. Daylight. I can't believe it. Was it 7:30 last night or 8:30? I think it was 8:30 and it was still a little bit light. So we really are heading for the summer now. I was going to talk about the sewage we have here in Britain being pumped into rivers and into the sea, but I don't really want to say goodbye for now with that thought in your mind. So let's look forward to the spring. Is it spring yet? Is it officially spring? I don't know. raysrants@protonmail.com. Be nice to hear from you. Take care and I will see you on Sunday. Be good. Don't do anything naughty. And if you do, don't get caught. Bye-bye for now.